Second place finish in the 1600 meter run. First of all, it was great to see you back out on the track today. I know it was a tough ending yesterday, but how'd you feel that things went for you on the track here today?
I feel like they went really well today. I was just, after what happened yesterday, I was just hoping to go out and score some points for the team, and I ended up feeling better than I thought I would. I was able to stick with the leader most of the race and give up what I had that last 300 meters or so, and came up just a little short, but I'm glad that I was able to get back out there today and give it what I had for the team.
You were sticking up with the Kingman kid for a long time there, and the Riverton kid was in the mix. You're able to pass one but not the second, and were you kind of, you feel like you, if things worked out well, you'd be right there in the mix there going into the end?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect after yesterday. I was feeling pretty tight all over my legs, my back, and ended up feeling pretty well. And I thought if I felt decent, I would be able to stick up there with the leaders, and I was able to, and came away with second place and 8 points for the team, so that was really good.
You mentioned the team aspect, being able to help out, and you were kind of injured last year to help with the 4x8 as well. You ran that on that leg for the championship, but how do you summarize your career? Because it's been a pretty awesome high school career.
Yeah, it has been awesome. A lot of ups and downs, but I'm so glad that I grew up in Scott City and was able to compete for the Beavers. And yeah, it's been a wonderful career. I'm so lucky to have had the coaches and teammates that I've had who have pushed me and helped me to achieve all of my goals. And yeah, I'm so happy to have been Scott City Beaver.
Well, congratulations and good luck to you at K-State.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look